This is the podcast for The Vital News for February 2006. The Vital News is a newsletter for participants in Virginia's Initiative for Technology and Administrative Leadership, but is available for everyone online at Virginia's Community of Learning, www.virginialearning.org. Just click the newsletter link. You can get the current newsletter as well as all the archive editions of The Vital News. I'm Karen Work Richardson. I edit the newsletter. The front page of the newsletter this month reflected on the various NASA tragedies and discussed how technology both failed but also offered some successes as well. The title essay is called Remembering. As I sit down to write this newsletter, we are solemnly marking the 20th anniversary of the Challenger explosion that killed 7 brave astronauts, a group that included a determined and decidedly bubbly school teacher named Krista McAuliffe. It was unprecedented, a school teacher joining an elite group of scientists, and it was a wonderful honor that made all school teachers walk just a little taller. But it also made our hearts ache even more as we watched the launch, many of us in classrooms with our students, and realized all together that something had gone horribly wrong. Technology failed us that day in the form of a seemingly minor piece, something called an O-ring. But technology taught us a valuable lesson, too. There are no minor parts, either in a space shuttle or in a classroom. When we introduce technology into the classroom, if we're going to do it effectively, we must examine how it interacts with all the other elements, including curriculum, pedagogy, and classroom management. Technology also brings us together in the face of great tragedy. Time and again in this newsletter, I have pointed to horrific events such as the London bombings and Hurricane Katrina and showed how technology provided a place to share stories and grief. Be sure to visit the NASA website at www.nasa.gov and view their Day of Remembrance presentation that commemorates not just the Challenger disaster, but also the more recent Columbia explosion and, from the past, the Apollo 1 fire that claimed the lives of 3 astronauts. The multimedia presentation is quite moving at the website, and we experience the events in the lives of these brave men and women differently, I think, than if we just read a book about them. We are engaged emotionally. And if you click on the link to the NASA History Office, you can also be engaged intellectually, with large amounts of reports, original transcripts, and videos available for free. Speaking of tragedies, let's not forget the Katrina kids. Schools and teachers in the devastated Gulf Coast area still need help. So take a minute to visit the U.S. Department of Education's website devoted to the Katrina kids to see what you can do to provide school supplies and other aid to both individuals and schools. The URL for that is www.hurricanehelpforschools.gov. This is the end of the podcast for the first part of the newsletter. Be sure to tune in for both the conference calendar and then the resource feature podcast coming up soon. Thanks for listening.